you better watch out. I saw a few guys here eyeing that ratchet. So the tool belt, it didn't look like anyone was going for it, though. Well, we are still in our series looking at praying the Psalms. And last week we heard about praying our hope, not just false hope, mind you, but deep, true hope in the Lord. This week we're going to be praying for wisdom. But that begs the question, what exactly is wisdom? Well, in ancient Egypt, the word for wisdom was used for big ideas like order in society, justice, and truth, those big ideas. In ancient Israel, though, the word was used all over the place. It could mean skill as a seamstress. It could mean political acumen or the ability to wage war. It was used in a huge range. The Greeks aren't helping us either. They had two different words for wisdom. One means insight into the true nature of things, but the other one means the ability to apply your knowledge to the world, practical knowledge. English is also not much help. We use the word wise for so many different things. We talk about wise owls, wise guys, wise cracks, getting wise to something, penny wise and pound foolish, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I saw a bulletin board a while back for something I think was called Traffic Ninja, and it said, experience the wisdom. I don't even know what that means relative to traffic. It seems the concept of wisdom is ill-defined. And depending on which culture you're interacting with, that fuzzy definition could take on different meanings. So when we pray for wisdom, what kind of wisdom are we even shooting for? Whose wisdom are we seeking? And how do we know if we're praying for wisdom? How do we know if we're actually growing in wisdom, given this fuzzy definition? But as you might guess, I believe Psalm 19 will help us work through the murky waters of wisdom. But actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a cheat sheet here. I'm going to give you the answer first, and then we'll unpack it with Scripture. So you can tune out after this if you want to. Are you ready? Wisdom is a deep understanding of the true nature of things that provides a tangible benefit in your life. And as Christians, we see wisdom springing from the person of Christ as made known to us in Scripture. Or if you want fewer words, wisdom is a deep understanding that helps your life made known to us in Christ through Scripture. Got it? With that in mind, Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. And the ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. That last verse is actually one of the most common prayers lifted up by preachers before their sermons. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable to you, O Lord. Amen. I was in elementary school when I first heard the story of Solomon, one of the greatest kings of Israel, builder of the temple, known throughout the world for his great wisdom. But before he reached such lofty heights, first, God appeared to him and gave him the opportunity to ask for whatever he wanted from God. I'm still waiting for that chance. And instead of asking for wealth or for power or for victory or for the Denver Broncos to win the Super Bowl, instead he prayed this: give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to govern this your great people? He prayed for wisdom. And God loved that prayer and granted it to him in addition to so many other things. And as I heard this story, even at such an early age, I knew Solomon had hit the nail on the head. If I were to be known for anything, I wanted it to be known for having a discerning mind, for having a deep understanding of things, for having wisdom. And so from that day on, even to today, one of my most common refrains has been, Lord, give me your wisdom. I've been keeping a spiritual journal regularly the last 3 years, and it's on the computer, so I ran a search on the words wisdom and wise, and it popped up all over the place. Praying for wisdom, praying for that deep understanding is one of the most common themes in my spiritual journal, even to today. I have to keep praying it because I'm still waiting for God to actually say yes to that prayer. I know I still need it. I know I still need it by looking at the promises that are made in this text. This text promises that wisdom, the deep understanding of the true nature of things, will actually provide you with tangible benefits in your life. So what are the promises made in this text? Verse 7, wisdom revives the soul. If your soul is in need of a breath of fresh air, then you're in need of God's wisdom to revive your soul. Verse 8 promises that wisdom will enlighten the eyes. What does that mean? Well, the image here is that wisdom will make your eyes receive light longer and stronger. The implication is that this is the secret to longer, more meaningful years on earth. I'll take that, please. Verse 10 says, wisdom is more to be desired than gold, and even sweeter than honey, even the drippings of the honeycomb. Did you catch that? Well, isn't all honey, doesn't it all come from bees, from the drippings of the honeycomb? Well, no, actually. The ancient Israelites never did domesticate bees. Their honey came from dates. And so honey from the honeycomb was incredibly rare and precious, and even sweeter than date honey. So it is saying that wisdom is precious. It is useful for making things taste better. And if your life is bland, if your life seems like a drag right now, you're in need of God's wisdom to sweeten things up. Verse 11 makes the promise that wisdom warns the servant. It prevents missteps. It discourages diving into a shallow pool. It suggests not running your ship at full speed through the icebergs of the Atlantic, even if you think it's unsinkable. If you keep stubbing your toe, if you keep messing up, if you keep undermining yourself, you are in need of biblical wisdom to avoid missteps. Biblical wisdom is a deep understanding of the true nature of things, and that helps your life tangibly. Does that sound desirable? As desirable as gold? As sweet as honey, even the drippings of the honeycomb? In other words, does your life need a breath of fresh air? Do you want the secret to longer, more meaningful years? Do you want to taste the sweeter side of life? Do you want to avoid missteps? If so, James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. I like to joke that I've learned not to pray for humility or patience because God is always oh so happy to grant that prayer. The last time I prayed for humility, I was at a church event. I was standing outside, and I said a quick prayer for humility and then sat down with my Bible underneath a tree, and I noticed some white specks on my pages of my Bible. And then I slowly realized that my shoulder was wet. And I looked up, and thanked the Lord for answering my prayer for humility so quickly in the form of a bird sitting in the tree above me. Be careful praying for humility. God will grant it. But then I went back and looked at that journal I keep, at some of my prayers for wisdom. And one of the more recent ones was about the wisdom of our family coming to Littleton. And in that, I listed several very tangible life things that would have to happen for this to be wise for us to come here. And as I look through that list, some of them have happened, praise be to God. Others are in process. Others are still yet to come. But when we asked for God's wisdom, and when we decided to come here, we had to just place our trust that God would deliver these tangible life things. That's a big part of wisdom. And he's starting to deliver on some of them. You might avoid praying for humility if you want to keep a clean shirt, but for the exact same reason, pray for wisdom, definitely, because God is so happy to to grant your prayer for wisdom. Wisdom is a deep understanding that helps your life. Where do you need a deeper understanding? Where do you want help in your life? But where do we get this deeper understanding? How do we know if it will actually be helpful in life? How do we find deep understanding, not just pithy sayings? After all, many pithy sayings conflict with each other. If you've heard, "He who hesitates is lost," well, there's another saying, "Don't mistake activity for achievement." Those conflict with each other. Or since it's Father's Day, here's one for you guys. Keep track on this one. "A bachelor is a man who has failed to embrace his opportunities." But I've also heard, "A wife is a great consolation to a man in all the troubles a bachelor never has." So which one's right? They can't both be. How do we know what's actually a deeper understanding that helps in life and what's just a phrase to make us feel a little better for a second? Well, let's see if we can detect a pattern in this psalm. Verse 7 talks about the law of the Lord and the decrees of the Lord. Verse 8 mentions the precepts of the Lord. Verse 9 focuses on the fear of the Lord and the ordinances of the Lord. Are you detecting the pattern yet? Let's go back to the first passage we read from 1 Corinthians. It goes further, talks about proclaiming the gospel, the message of the cross, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. God's wisdom is found in the Scriptures. And as Christians, we can especially look to the person of Christ, and even further, on the cross and in his resurrection. That is the source of wisdom for us. But as 1 Corinthians mentioned, sometimes God's wisdom is a stumbling block for us. Sometimes we don't think that is wise. Sometimes God's wisdom seems foolish to us. But God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. God's weakness is stronger than human strength. And that's one of the biggest differences between praying for wisdom and collecting pithy sayings. Because pithy sayings are designed to make you feel smart, make you feel witty, maybe make you mildly happier for a few seconds. But wisdom is about deep understanding. And it doesn't always leave you feeling smarter or witty or even mildly happier for a few seconds. The psalmist here even writes, "Clear me from hidden faults." He's praying to understand where he's gone astray and doesn't even know it yet. I don't know of any pithy saying like that. If ignorance is bliss, then this psalm says, I'd rather have God's deep understanding of even my hidden faults than blissful ignorance. That is pretty intense. The psalm ends with, "Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable to you." To whom? Is it to me? To my family? To my friends? No. To you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I mentioned before that I don't pray for humility because God will grant it, but praying for wisdom requires humility. Because it's an acknowledgement. Praying for God's wisdom is an acknowledgement that I don't have wisdom. It's an acknowledgement that I am not the standard for wisdom, that I am not the standard for what's right and what's helpful, and what is a deep understanding. Christ is the standard, as made known to us in Scripture. Do you want the benefits of God's wisdom? Does your soul need a breath of fresh air? Do you want the secret to long and meaningful years? Do you want to taste the sweeter side of life? Do you want to avoid missteps? If so, the key step, the number one thing to do, is to take yourself as the standard, remove yourself as the standard, and replace Christ as the new standard for wisdom. As you know, I've mentioned before, I love to play basketball, and I am what they call a high-volume shooter. Another way to say that is I've never met a shot I didn't like. Because I know I've made, you know, fadeaway shots over the outstretched arms of a defender. I've made turnaround jumpers starting from underneath the basket. I've made quick-release three-pointers. So I just know that the next time I do one of those things, it's of course going to go in. I have complete confidence in my own ability. And yet, I need teammates and coaches to tell me, you know, instead of that really crazy low-percentage shot, why don't you pass it to the guy standing underneath the basket unguarded? Might be a wiser move. I cannot be the standard for myself on shot selection because I'm overconfident. If you watched me play, you'd know it is overconfidence, not actual. I can't be my own standard. And in the same way, we cannot be our own standard for wisdom. Remove yourself as the standard for what is right and place Christ there instead, as made known to us in Scripture. For Christ has a much deeper understanding than we do. He knows what will be helpful in life far better than we ever will. We have pithy sayings. Christ was there before the earth was made. Which one would you rather place your weight on? What is wisdom? It is a deep understanding that is helpful in life. And who is the judge of what is wise? It's not us. We're not good standards for that. Instead, it is Christ as made known to us in the Scriptures. Praying for wisdom is primarily about removing ourselves from the judgment seat and letting Christ sit there instead. Praying for wisdom is an acknowledgement of our own lack of wisdom and asking the source of wisdom to grant it to us instead. So, sisters and brothers, would you rather settle for pithy sayings or take some pointers from the Creator of the universe? The former might make you grin for a few seconds. The latter could change your life. Take your pick. Amen.